black man in the area. He wants a judge to toss out that case.
New requirements for reviews of police body cam footage get a hearing in Montgomery County. I'm Kate Ryan.
The Supreme Court sides with student athletes on education-related benefits. We'll go deeper on that at 8:10. Now 8 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Dell Small Business.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. An active NFL player comes out as gay.
I'm Peter King. Las Vegas Raiders defensive lineman Carl Nassib made the announcement on his Instagram account.
I want to take a quick moment to say that I'm gay. I've been meaning to do this for a while now, but I finally feel comfortable enough to get it off my chest.
Nassib says he's a fairly private person and isn't doing this for attention.
I just think that representation and visibility are so important. I actually hope that, like, one day videos like this and the whole coming out process are just not necessary.
Nassib says he's also donating $100,000 to the Trevor Project, a suicide prevention service for LGBTQ youths. Peter King, CBS News.
A tornado that touched down in West Suburban Chicago late last night was an EF3 with wind speeds of at least 136 miles per hour. 22 homes in Naperville are uninhabitable. The storm also left damage behind in nearby Woodridge. This woman's family rode it out in a crawl space.
It was 20 seconds of just being really scared and everybody just kind of huddling in the smallest space possible, you know.
Police are investigating a shooting in Arvada, Colorado that has left an officer dead. This woman heard the gunshots.
All of a sudden, I heard two big loud booms and started to look, and my instinct said just to hit the ground, and I scrambled into the restaurant.
Police say that they have one suspect in custody. The Senate is set to vote on opening debate on an elections and voting rights reform bill. It needs the support of 60 senators to move forward, but Republicans have already stood firm against the bill. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer blasts the GOP.
When you look at what they're actually doing, it's spectacularly obvious that Republicans are making it harder to vote and easier to steal an election.
Republicans call the For the People Act federal overreach into state systems. The Supreme Court sides with college athletes on NCAA compensation rules, CBS's Steve Futterman.
The decision does not deal specifically with direct pay for play to athletes, but rather educational benefits like laptops and tutoring. Law professor Lori Levinson.
It appears that the NCAA's hold on college athletics is changing.
And although this did not deal with direct pay, there were strong signals the court is moving in that direction. TCU Athletic Director Jeremiah Donati.
You do worry how much our current model can sustain before it has to be overhauled.
It could be the beginning of enormous change in the world of college sports. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
A rally on Wall Street today after last week's sell-off. It came after New York's Fed president told a banking conference that he thinks current inflation spike is a temporary reaction to the rapid reopening of the economy. The Dow closed up 587 points, NASDAQ up 111, S&P 500 up 58. This is CBS News.
Dell Technologies advisors have the tech advice you need to navigate whatever you're up against. For advice on solutions like XPS 13 laptops powered by Intel Evo platform, call 877-ASK-DELL.
8:03 here on WTOP, Monday night, June 21st, 2021. We're at 82 in Upper Marlboro, down to the 70s overnight. Good evening, I'm Dimitri Sotis with the top local stories we're following this hour. A storm system soaked our area, it knocked out power, it felled some trees as well, and has been pushing east and is now outside of the WTOP listening area in many cases. But let's get the specifics live from Storm Team 4's Matt Ritter.
And Dimitri, yeah, most of the area has been dropped from the severe thunderstorm watch as well. Anne Arundel County is still technically in the watch. It'll be dropped before the expiration time of 10 o'clock. Things are fairly quiet right now. It's still quite muggy. South of D.C., areas that didn't get any thunderstorms, still in the 80s to near 90 degrees, still an unstable atmosphere there. But the rest of the area has cooled down dramatically because of the severe weather into the upper 60s to low 70s, and that's why just about everyone is now out of that watch. There's still the possibility of a couple pop-up thunderstorms this evening, but they should be staying below severe limits. We'll be keeping an eye on that line of showers and storms that's in West Virginia, but most of that activity is going to head to our north into the Susquehanna Valley in central Pennsylvania. Much more comfortable weather is on the way behind a cold front that moves through tomorrow. All those details are coming up in just a little bit. Dimitri?
All right. Storm Team 4's Matt Ritter. Now, some of that damage we talked about, one of the hardest hit areas, Loudoun County, this evening. Middleburg Police Chief A.J. Patabanco is saying that heavy winds have knocked down trees in the area, creating problems for drivers.
We had a wind event that came through town near the fire department. Currently, we have the eastbound lane of Route 50 is shut down. a tree fell on a vehicle, a late model double cab pickup truck.
Again, Middleburg Police Chief A.J. Panabianco there. He's reminding everyone to steer clear of low-hanging wires and damaged trees as the storm moves out and the crews move in to get all of that cleaned up. Some outages because of this disturbance. Dominion Energy reports more than 6,600 customers are out. Most are in Loudoun and Fauquier counties. BGE reports about 1,200 homes and businesses without service in Anne Arundel County. Stay with WTOP. We are on top of all the outages until everybody is back online. New tonight on WTOP, a white Fairfax County police officer charged with assaulting a black man last year is asking a judge to dismiss his case. The Washington Post reports an attorney for Tyler Timberlake is accusing prosecutors of failing to turn over evidence that can be used in his defense, including an interview with the victim and a video recorded by a bystander. But Commonwealth's attorney Steve Descano's office says they've complied with a judge's order regarding evidence. Timberlake is accused of using a stun gun on a man in Mount Vernon who did not appear to be combative and holding the man down with his knees to arrest him. Timberlake has said he mistook the man for someone else who he knew to be violent. Now to an important question about police body-worn cameras and how that video is reviewed. It's at the heart of a new bill that's being considered after Montgomery County Police screamed at a 5-year-old boy and also briefly put him in handcuffs.
Montgomery County Council President Tom Hucker says the county's police department has a good body-worn camera program.
But not a requirement to share the footage with either the police chief or elected officials.
Hucker explained the county council and the police chief had not been made aware of a video of two county police officers who handcuffed and berated a 5-year-old boy until 14 months later. Hucker said the legislation proposed would have a number of requirements.
Reporting quickly to the chief and then to the county executive, the county council, and the state's attorney, any internal investigations involving the use of force, children, potentially criminal offenses, discrimination, or harassment.
Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Also new this evening, the D.C. region is the 15th most segregated metropolitan region in America, according to a new study which places the Baltimore-Towson region one spot higher in 14th place. The analysis from the University of California, Berkeley's Othering and Belonging Institute is based on U.S. Census data. It's the first time that every major U.S. city and metropolitan area has been ranked by its level of segregation. The Institute's assistant director and lead author of the project calls the findings as startling as they are disturbing. Still ahead on WTOP, pretty soon the college basketball that you watch, the high-profile college football, will those players be earning a salary? The Supreme Court seems to have put them on a path to do that. We'll talk more coming up. Stay with us.